stress is the code word for fear. Well, no, I'm just stressed because I have so much to do. No, you're afraid. I'm not afraid. I just have a lot to do. Okay, well, what if you don't do it? Well, I have to do it. Well, what if you don't? Well, if I don't, then things will fall apart. Well, what if they fall apart? Well, then it all comes on the other. If it all comes on the other, well, then this will happen. I'll be broke. If you're broke, then what? Well, I'll lose my home. Well, then what? Well, eventually they'll go, no one will love me. Or eventually say, I'll feel totally alone. Or I'll feel like my life has no meaning. So they're linking survival to getting this job done. They call it stress, though, because it's so much cooler. Or if you're in L.A., they use words like, I have angst about this. Because it sounds so much more sophisticated. Angst. It's not that I'm fearful. I just have a bit of angst. I'm a little stressed. Next time you say I'm stressed, know the truth. You're fearful. Wherever stress is, fear is nearby. It's just a little deeper. And if you're honest with yourself, you can see what it is. Now, instead of denying your fear, maybe it's time to embrace it. Because in order to have that fear, you have to focus on something a certain way. You have to believe something. It's probably not true. One of the things I do when I feel stressed is I ask myself this question. It's my favorite question to ask. If I'm really angry, frustrated, upset, worried about something, I ask this question. What would I have to believe in order to feel this way? What would I have to believe in order to feel this way? So I'd have to believe, like I found myself today, I went to the golf course, and I called these two guys up who were instructors, one guy up, he wanted to bring another guy to meet me, he was an instructor, and then they brought a third guy, and I was thinking I was going to get some instruction. I've been on the golf course three times. And we lined up the first tee, and I said, okay, you know, give me some coaching. He said, oh no, I'm not going to coach you, we're just going to play. And the first guy got it, and he ripped the ball as far as a human could see. The second guy had ripped the ball, only went up to the side. Another guy ripped, and I went up, I found myself literally, I feel pretty confident in life, putting the ball down like this. I found myself tightening up like this, going, I got to play with these guys? And all of a sudden, I stopped for a second. I broke my pattern for a moment. I got back in, and I was still tight. I swung, and I ripped the ball, and it went, you know, about 12 feet. No? And I went, I said, can I take another one? They said, yeah. I put the ball down, and I thought, what do I have to believe to be stressed right now? I have to believe that I have to have the same skill as someone who's played for 45 years. I thought, what's my outcome? I want to enjoy myself. I want to learn. So even if they're not going to teach me, I'm going to learn by watching. What did I learn? Okay, even really slow. So I went up there really slow, really balanced, really slow, and boom. And then I went, wow, great. I hit this great shot. But what's true in golf is true in life. Whenever you're stressed, it's because you're giving something more significance than it really deserves. And the way out of that is when you're feeling stressed. By the way, distress, fear, does it have a physiology to it, yes or no? Do you know what that feels like in your body, yes or no?
Yes!
You bet. Most of you don't use the word fear unless it's out of control. Most of you stress up until a point where you're shaking, basically, then you'll finally admit to fear, right? That's the label you have. But there is a triad to it. Do you use certain language? Is there a pattern of what you say to yourself when you're stressed that makes you stressed, that triggers the stress, yes or no?